Everyone, I trust no one had a problem getting up this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we honor the memory of all those who have died and are alive in the kingdom of heaven. In theological language, those who have attained the beatific vision, the sight of God. The origins of this solemnity in the Western Church go back to the year 609, when Pope Boniface IV consecrated the Pantheon, that beautiful temple in Rome, which had been formerly dedicated to all the pagan gods, or as the early Christians understood them to be, demons. But now the Pantheon was to become a Christian church in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the martyrs. Originally, the feast was celebrated on the 13th of May, but it was moved to November 1st because it was on this day, around the year 740, that Pope Gregory III dedicated an oratory in St. Peter's Basilica, which would hold the relics of all the saints, martyrs, and confessors, of all the just made perfect who are at rest throughout the world. Of course, many of us today think of All Saints in conjunction with Halloween, the Eve of All Hallows. And there is something in the secular celebration of Halloween, the festive atmosphere, the costumes, which, as G.K. Chesterton said, not only disguise but reveal, and the parties. There is something in all of this which is appropriate for the celebration of those who enjoy eternal happiness in the kingdom of heaven. But there is also a more serious, sober, and dignified aspect to our All Saints' Day celebration. November is the month when we remember the dead, both those who are in heaven, as we do today, All Saints' Day, and those who, will eventually assured of heaven, are still undergoing the process of purification in purgatory. Their commemoration is tomorrow, November 2nd, and is called All Souls' Day. Of course, we here on earth cannot know for certain who is in heaven, except for those saints who have been officially canonized by the Church, and who is in purgatory. But we do know that we can help the dead who are in purgatory by praying for them, and we also know that the saints in heaven can help us on earth by interceding for us with God in heaven. It is this communion of saints, this spiritual interchange, this solidarity between those who are in heaven, those in purgatory, and those on earth, which is one of the central beliefs of our Christian faith, and which is proclaimed in both the Nicene and the Apostles' Creed. This belief testifies to the saving love of God, which is stronger than sin and more powerful than death. And one of the great joys of our Catholic faith is the number of saints we have and the wonderful ways in which they can help us. For example, if you want to sell a house, you pray to Saint Joseph. If you lose something, you pray to Saint Anthony of Padua. If you have a sore throat, you pray to St. Blaise. If you have a sick animal, you pray to St. Francis. And if you have an impossible cause, you pray to St. Jude or St. Rita of Cassia. There are so many wonderful stories about the saints, and they give us so many inspiring examples of the heroic charity of God acting in the lives of both ordinary and extraordinary men and women. So today, as we celebrate Mass in honor of those in heaven, let us join our voices and our hearts in union with all the saints and angels in the heavenly host, and let us pray that we too may join them someday in that eternal wedding banquet in the many mansions of our Father's house in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.